بسم الله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله وعلى آله ومن ولا وبعد. Today we're going to be looking in this our 34th session, reading from Lessons in Arabic Language, Book 3, Dr. Fa Abdul Rahim, Islamic University of Medina, Arabic Language Institute. We're going to be continuing with Lesson 15, which we began in previous session. Previously we covered the English key, which is quite detailed. We covered it completely. And in the following, that was in the first session dealing with this chapter. In the second session we're dealing with this chapter, we read the Arabic dialogue, which was also quite lengthy, and we did the first few exercises after the Arabic dialogue. That was in the second session. So in today's session, inshallah, we're going to continue with the exercises. There are quite a few exercises remaining, so we're not going to be able to do them all, but we'll do the ones at least that we had for homework and maybe take a look, just a quick look at what remains for the following session. Before we start today, we want to have a quick review of the English key, points 1 through 7 on pages 58 to 63. Okay, some of what is covered in the English key we're going to cover today in the exercises today, especially when the jawab al-sharat must be accompanied by fa. Okay, we're going to look at that more detailed than the other things. And then most of what we're going to deal with today, the exercise we're going to deal with today, is going to be dealing with that. Okay, so in the following session, bi-idhnillahi ta'ala, we'll be dealing with the verb kana yakunu, when the noon can be deleted from it, and we'll be dealing with kam al-khabariyya as opposed to kam al-istifhamiyya, an exercise related to that. And then we'll be looking also at the hatta, its two meanings and how it affects the mudari verb that follows it. And we'll be looking at the ism fi'il ha'i, which means khudh. We'll be looking at tasghiya. So all of these matters that remain, all of the points that remain for this lesson, we'll be covering in the following, in the following session. Today, inshallah, we're going to cover the first three exercises related to the jawab al-sharat when it's accompanied by fa. That's what we're going to be doing today. And then the remaining points of this lesson we'll be covering in the following. We'll have them for homework. We'll cover them in the following session. Today, what we want to start with is a review of everything that's covered in this lesson 15. It's quite detailed. We went over it two sessions ago. We're just going to take a look at it today. Another look at it today just to refresh our memory before we go into the lesson for today. Okay, so on page 58 in this lesson we learned the following. In the previous lesson we have been introduced to the shart, yani a conditional sentence. We will learn more about it in this lesson. So in this lesson we learn a very important word denoting shart, that is in, which means if. Yani if you do this, I will do this. If you go here, I will go there, and so on like this. Okay? What we learn in terms of if is that that it makes the fi'l of the shart and the jawab of the shart, it makes both of them, if they are mudari verb, majzoom. Yani the verb in the shart and the verb in the jawab al-shart. Like for example, the example they gave us, we'll just look at one example. In tadhhab adhab, if you go, I will also go. So we see that tadhhab is majzoom. It's the fi'l of the shart. And adhab is also majzoom as the jawab al-shart. So we said that in is a word denoting shart, and it will cause both the mudari verbs in the shart and the jawab al-shart will cause both of them to be majzoom. Okay, they gave us examples. We looked at them previously. We'll go to the next point. Next point is, here are other words denoting. And on this page 58, halfway down the page, it says, here are other words belonging to adawatu asharti al-jazimatu. Any other words that denote, that are instruments of the shart construction that makes the mudari verb majzoom, that makes both mudari verbs in the shart and the jawab al-shart makes them majzoom. So they gave us six other words. These are all nouns that are adawat al-shart al-jazima. They make the mudari verb majzoom. They gave us men, which means who, yani whoever does an admirable good, we'll see it. So it makes two verbs, two mudari verbs, majzum. They gave us ma, which means that which, yani, or whatever, whatever good you do, Allah knows it. They gave us meta. By the way, men is used for people, ma is used for things, conditional statement. Meta is used for time, and we'll see after that, aina is used for place. So meta means wherever you travel, I will travel. Aina, whenever you travel, I will travel. Aina is wherever. Wherever you stay, I will also stay. These are examples that they gave for men, ma, meta, and aina. Keeping in mind that these are nouns that are instruments of a conditional statement. Men is used for people, whoever. Ma is used for things, whatever. Meta is used for in reference to time, whenever. And aina is used in reference to place, wherever. They also gave us ayu, which means whichever, as in whichever dictionary we find in the bookstore, we will buy it. It is not specific to people or things, but rather it will be considered according to the thing that is mudhaf ilayhi. If the thing mudhaf ilayhi is a yani person, then we say it's lil aqil, and if it's a thing, we say li ghayr aqil, and so on like that. So whichever dictionary, yani here it's in reference to yani ghayr aqil, because dictionary is not a human being, right? The last one they gave us is mahma, whatever, yani whatever you say, we believe you. Or whatever you say, we would not believe you. Yani, whatever is for, yani, غير العقل. It's a noun used for غير العقل. And we also said that all of these nouns, men, ma, meta, aina, and mahma, all of them are مبنية. Yani, meaning their ending doesn't change except ayu, the fifth one. Ayu is mu'arab. So it changes from ayu to ayya to ayy depending on its position in the sentence. If it's following an object of a preposition, it became ayu. And if it's the object of a verb, mafulun bi, became ayya, and so on. The next thing that we covered, we talked about the tense of the shart and the jawab verbs. Yani, the fi'l of the shart and the fi'l of the jawab of shart can be either both of them mudari or both of them madi, or it can be yani a madi followed by a mudari, or mudari followed by a madi, and they gave us examples of all that, which we mentioned previously. Now we come to the point that I want to emphasize here, because we're going to be dealing with exercises related to this matter today, and that is when the jawab of the shart takes fa. When is it accompanied? Muqtarin bi fa. So they gave us 9 things, 2 of them from the previous lesson, and 7 of them in this lesson, yani situations in which the jawab of the shart must take fa. We've seen in the previous lesson 2 of those situations in which the jawab of shart takes fa, and here are the other situations. So the 2 that we saw already in the previous lesson, we said that if the jawab of shart is a jumla ismiya, then it must take fa. If the jawab of shart is a fi'l talabi, then it must take fa. We said fi'l talabi means that there's a command, a amr, or there's a prohibition, a nahyu, or istifham, a question. If the jawab al-shart is a fi'l amra, or a nahi, yani a prohibition, or a istifham, then it must be accompanied by fa. These are the 2 that we mentioned in the previous lesson. 7 more situations in which the jawab al-shart must be accompanied by fa are mentioned in this lesson. At the top of page 60, it says number 3, if the jawab al-shart is a jamid verb, then it must be accompanied by fa, as in من غشنا فليس منا. Yani ليس is a jamid verb. Jamid verb means a verb that only has one form. Yani it doesn't have a mudari form or amr form. So if the jawab al-shart is a jamid verb like ليس منا, that's the jawab al-shart, it must be accompanied by fa. Number 4, it said if the verb in the jawab is preceded by قد, as in مَنْ يُطِعِ اللَّهَ وَرَسُولُهُ فَقَدْ فَازَ فَوْزًا عَظِيمًا. فَقَدْ, قَدْ is يعني, is the جواب الشرط is preceded by قَدْ, therefore it must be accompanied by fa. The 5th point, if the verb in the جواب is preceded by negative ما, يعني ما نافية, if the جواب الشرط is preceded by ما نافية, as in مَحْمَا تَكُنْ الظُّرُوفُ فَمَا أَكْذِبُ. مَا أَكْذِبُ is the جواب الشرط. Since it's preceded by مَا نَافِيَ, it must be also accompanied by فَا. The sixth point is the verb in the جواب is preceded by لَن. يعني the particle that's used to negate the future meaning of the future tense of the verb. مَنْ لَبِسَ الْحَرِيرِ فِي الدُّنْيَا فَلَنْ يَلْبَسَهُ فِي الْآخِرَةِ. لَنْ يَلْبَسَهُ is the جواب الشرط. Since it begins, it's preceded by لَنْ, it must be accompanied by فَا. The seventh point is if the verb in the جواب is preceded by سَا, يعني the particle seen with فَتْحَة, which changes the meaning of the مُضَارِي verb, it limits it to future tense. Or if the verb in the جواب is preceded by seen, as in إِنْ تُسَافِرْ فَسَأُسَافِرُ. If you travel, then I will also travel. يعني سَأُسَافِرُ. This is the جواب الشرط. Because it begins with seen, it has to be accompanied by fa. The eighth point is the verb in the جواب is preceded by سَوْفَ, which also limits the مضارع verb to the meaning of the future. As in إِنْ خِفْتُمْ عَيْلَةً فَسَوْفَ يُغْنِيكُمُ اللَّهُ مِنْ فَضْلِهِ إِنْ شَاءَ. Here the جواب الشرط is what? Sawfa yughniikumullah. Sawfa. So since it begins with sawfa, it has to be accompanied by fa. And the last situation, ninth situation, is if the verb in the jawab is preceded by, and if it begins with ka'annama, ka'annama, as in annahu man qatala nafsan bighayri nafsin aw fasadin fil ard fa ka'annama qatala an-nasa jami'an. And whoever killed a person, yani, for other than murder or corruption in the earth, it is as if فَكَأَنَّمَا قَتَلَ النَّاسَ جَمِيعًا. It is as if he has killed all of mankind. This is in Quran, 5th Surah, 32nd Ayat. What is important here is the point that we're saying is the جواب الشرط. كَأَنَّمَا قَتَلَ النَّاسَ جَمِيعًا. كَأَنَّمَا, because it يعني begins with كأنما, must be accompanied by fa. So these are nine situations, two of them from the previous lesson and seven in this lesson, in which the جواب الشرط, because of it being a جملة اسمية or فعل طلبي or فعل or جامد, or it's preceded by قد or ما نافية or لن or سين or سوف or كأنما, then it must be accompanied by. So, in order to remember these nine situations, we can associate some of them with others. Okay, so the first two that we learned, we should just try to remember them together, and that is the jumla ismiya and the fi'l talabi. Those are two. The next two I would associate together is the fi'l jamid and qad. Fi'l jamid and qad. They came as three and four. If the jawab al-shart is a fi'l jamid or preceded by qad, we remember those together, that makes four. The next two that we associate together is ma, nafia, and len. Both of them are negation. If any of either one of them come, then it must be preceded by fa. And seen and saufa, both of them are related to future meaning of the mudari verb. If either of those two came, then it must be accompanied by fa. So seen and saufa is easy to remember. Ma, nafia, and len is easy to associate with each other. And then we have yani, the others. Okay, so let's try to memorize all of these cases in which fa is required. The last point that we want to make here is if the jawab al-shart has fa, if it must be accompanied by fa because one of these nine reasons, then the mubari verb in the jawab al-shart does not become majzoom. And examples of this are in number on this page, number 5, 6, 7, and 8. In this case, the whole jawab al-shart, the whole jawab al-shart is said to be in the place of jazm. Yani fi mahalli al-jazm. Fi mahalli al-jazm. So in other words, these conditional instruments make the mudari verb in the shart and in the jawab al-shart majzoom. But if the jawab al-shart is preceded by one of these nine things, then it must be accompanied by fa, in which case the effect of the instrument of shart making the mudari verb in the jawab al-shart majzoom is negated. It doesn't make the mudari verb majzoom. In that case, instead of making the mudari verb majzoom, we say the whole jawab al-shart in terms of i'rab is in the place where it should be majzoom fi mahalli jazm. All right. So These instruments of shart, men and ma and aina, and meta, they make two verbs majzoom. But if the verb in the jawab is preceded by fa, it doesn't make that verb majzoom. It might be majzoom because of lam al-amr or something else, but not because of the instrument of shart. In that case, if fa is preceding jawab al-shart, the verb would not become majzoom as a jawab al-shart, but it might be majzoom because of something else. But in any case, the whole jawab is now in the place where it should be majzoom fi mahalli jazm. The other points of the English key are not going to be dealt with today, so we're not going to look at them in any detail, but we'll just mention that point number two of the English key deals with kam al-khabariyya as opposed to kam al-istifhamiyya. Khabariyya means you're making a statement about something is many without saying how many they are, as opposed to kam istifhamiyya, which is asking a question about something that you don't know how many they are. Hatta has two meanings. It means until, or it means so that. From the context of the sentence, inshallah, you can know which meaning is intended. When the mudari verb that follows hatta is going to become mansub, and that's because of the latent n, yani the n al-mudmara makes the mudari verb mansub after hatta. Also, we had in this English key ha'a or ha'i or ha'um or ha'unna, which is a verb noun ism fi'l. It has the meaning of khudh or khudhu or khudhi and so on. And we had the different forms of it there. The next point that we had in this lesson, all of this we're going to be dealing with in the next week's session, is dealing with the diminutive form or tasghir of nouns, and that there are three patterns: fu'ailun, fu'ailun, and fu'ailun. All these forms are with examples, and we're going to be looking at exercises related to that in next week's session. The sixth point is the verb kana yakunu in these four forms: yakun, takun, akun, and nakun. These four forms, this is the form of them when they are majzoom. So when they are majzoom, you may also drop the noon. It's permissible to drop the noon, and there are some conditions for that. We're going to deal with it in detail next week. And then the last point that is in the English key is point number seven. The compound combined, any two words, when these two words are combined, like layla, nahara, sabaha, masa, yani that they became mabniyun. Okay, so all of the rest of the matters after the company of the jawab al-shart with fa, all of them we're going to be dealing with for homework for next week and in the next session. So this is a summary of what we covered in the English key and we covered it previously. So hopefully everybody, yani, has understood most of it, if not all of it. Okay, so now we're going to go to, we're going to skip the Arabic text, and we're going to skip the first few exercises, the first two pages of exercise. We're going to skip that and go directly to where we left off last week. I think I may have read last week the Arabic explanation of the jawab al-shart when it's accompanied by fa. So we're going to go back to that, and we're going to read that in detail, and then we're going to do three sets of exercises that are related to the rules related to when the jawab al-shart is accompanied by fa. Okay, it says on the top of page 123, there are three sentences remaining from the previous exercise, 8, 9, and 10. Right after that, it says, Arafta, page 123. Arafta fi al-darsi al-sabiqi anna jawab al-sharti yaqtarinu bil-fa'i fi mawadi' minha. Minha, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, and 9. Okay, so you have come to know in the previous lesson, في الدرس السابق, that the جواب الشرط is accompanied, يقترن بالفا, is accompanied by فا في مواضع, يعني in different situations. From them, منها, from those situations where the جواب الشرط must be accompanied by فا, and then we list any nine situations or circumstances in which the jawab al-shart must be accompanied by fa. So we looked at today in our review, quick review of the English key, all of these nine situations, and again they need to be memorized. So the basic rule is that if any of these things, if the jawab al-shart Yani begins with any of these nine things, then it must be accompanied by fa. And when it is accompanied by fa, the mudari verb in the jawab al-sharat is not going to be majzoom just because it's the jawab al-sharat. It's not going to be majzoom just because it's the jawab al-sharat. Rather, it's going to take its normal ruling, not majzoom, unless there's something else that causes it to be majzoom. Otherwise, it's not going to be majzoom. And rather, what we're going to say is that the whole jawab al-sharat is fi mahalli jazmi. Fi mahalli jazmi, in the place where it should be majzoom. Alright, so let's look at these nine places in Arabic. We'll read them and have a little bit of discussion about each of them, and then we'll do the exercises that are related to this important matter. So from the situations or circumstances, the mawal there, in which the jawab al-shart must be accompanied by fa, are number one, ayyakuna jumlatan ismiyatan. Ayyakuna jumlatan ismiyatan. Yani, if the jawab al-shart is a jumla ismiya, in that case, it must be accompanied by fa. Number two, ayyakuna fi'lan talabiyan. In a jumla ismiya, a nominal sentence, I think it's well known what we mean by that. We mean a sentence that contains a mubtada and a khabar. The second of them, ayyakuna fi'lan talabiyan. Fi'lan talabiyan. That is, that the jawab al-shart contains a fi'l that is talabi. It's requesting, demanding something to be done or not to be done. A command or a prohibition. And this also would include a question, istifham. And yakuna jawab al-shart, and yakuna fi'lan talabiyan. Wa min anwa al-talab, and from the different types of talab, is al-amru, the command, wa nahyu, the prohibition, wal istifham, a question. So these two points we discussed in the previous lesson in some detail and with examples. And we're going to see some of them in this lesson today too. But what we want to emphasize now is نذكر الآن بقية المواضع, يعني the remaining places, situations or circumstances after these first two that were mentioned in the previous lesson, the remaining places, situations or circumstances in which the جواب الشرط must be accompanied by فا. So number three, أن يكون فعلا جامدا, يعني that the جواب الشرط is a فعل جامد. And we said a fi'l jamid is a fi'l that doesn't have yani a mudari form or amr form. Fi'l jamid. The example they gave us, man ghashana falaysa minna. Whoever deceives us or whoever cheats us, falaysa minna, then he is not from us. This is a very important hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam that is from the core of Islam. That a person who cheats us, person who deceives us, then he is not one of us. He's not one of us if he cheats and deceives us. من غشنا فليس منا. The jawab al-shart in this sentence is ليس منا. The shart, whoever cheats us. Jawab al-shart, he is not from us. Because the jawab al-shart begins with ليس, a fi'l jamid, therefore must be accompanied by fa. Number four, أن يقترن بقد نحو, that the جواب الشرط is accompanied by يقترن, يعني اقتران بقد, with the particle قد. For example, ومن يطع الله ورسوله فقد فاز فوزا عظيما. سورة الأحزاب 33rd surah 71st ayat. Very important ayat. Whoever obeys Allah and his messenger, فَقَدْ فَازَ فَوْزٍ عَظِيمًا, then this person has indeed achieved a great, magnificent success. So the previous example they gave us is from a hadith, and this example is from the Quran. The previous example makes us to know the danger of cheating and deceiving. Then that means that person is declared not to be from amongst us, not one of us. And in this hadith, and this ayah, this example, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala informs us of the importance of obedience to Allah and His Messenger. And whoever obeys Allah and His Messenger, he has achieved the greatest success. Naam. Surah Al-Ahzab. So here, وَمَنْ يُطِعِ اللَّهَ وَرَسُولُهُ. This is the shart. Whoever obeys Allah and His Messenger, that's the condition. If you do that, فَقَدْ فَازَ فَوْزًا عَظِيمًا. Then indeed you have achieved the greatest success. The jawab al-shart is فَازَ فَوْزًا عَظِيمًا. Whoever obeys Allah and His Messenger, فَازَ. He has been successful. فَوْزًا عَظِيمًا. A great, magnificent success. Because it's preceded by قَد, which means definitely, certainly, he has achieved the greatest success. Because it's preceded by قَد, it must have attached to it فَا. Must have attached to it فَا. Here, the فِعْل of the شَرْط is يُطِيع. We see that it is مَجْزُوم. And the فِعْل of the جواب is فَازَ. It's مُضَارِي, so it's not affected. Number 5. أن يقترن بما النافيتي. أن يقترن بما النافيتي. That the جواب الشرط is accompanied by the negative ما. For example, مهما تكون الظروف فما أكذبو. Whatever might be the circumstances, no matter what the situation is, فما أكذبو. Then I will not lie. No matter what situation or circumstance, I will not lie. This is also a very important principle here, that lying is rejected in Islam, it's negated, it's something considered to be evil and forbidden. So no matter what the situation or circumstance, a person shouldn't lie unless there's a case in which it's permissible to lie. And that is, for example, it's permissible for a man, if he has more than one wife, to tell each of them that he loves them the most. And that's for a maslaha, for a benefit. Or in the time of battle, it's permissible to mislead the enemies from harming the Muslims, and something like this. Otherwise, lying, as a general rule, is prohibited in Islam. It's abominable, it's disgusting, it's horrible, it's detestable. And therefore, we have this statement, what? No matter what the circumstances, I will not lie. Here, mahma is the adat of shart, it's the instrument of shart. Takun is the fi'l of the shart. We see it's majzoom. Originally, it's takunu. Here became majzoom. Sign of it being majzoom is the sukoon on the noon and the hadf of the waw because of iltiqa sakinin. The jawab al-shart is ma akdhibu. I will not lie. Because it's preceded by ma and nafia, then it must be accompanied by fa. And here we see that the jawab, the fi'l in the jawab al-shart is a mudari verb, but it's not majzoom. Fa ma akdhibu. It's not majzoom, and that's because what? We said that when the jawab al-sharat is accompanied by fa, the mudari verb that's in the jawab al-sharat doesn't become majzoom, simply because it's the fi'l of the jawab, unless there's something else acting upon it. Therefore, we see fama akdhibu, it's marfoon with dhamma. And that's because it's preceded by fa, and in that case, in terms of i'rab, we say fama akdhibu, the whole jawab al-sharat fi mahalli jazm. The whole jawab al-shart is in the place where it should be majzoom. Number 6. An yaqtarina bilan. An yaqtarina bilan. Ma nafi and len, try to associate them with each other. Yaqtarina bilan. That the jawab al-shart is accompanied by len, which makes the mudari verb limited in meaning to the time of the future. Any negation of the future meaning of the mudari verb. For example, man labisa al-harira في الدنيا فلن يلبسه في الآخرة. Whoever wears silk in the dunya, in this world, then he will never wear it in the hereafter, in the next life. So men is the adat al-shart, the instrument of condition. Labisa is the fi'l al-shart. It's a past tense verb, so it's not affected. And whoever wears silk in this world, then he will never wear it in the next life. Yani لن يلبسه في الآخرة is the jawab al-shart. Here, the mudari verb يلبسه, it's not majzoom. Why is it not majzoom? Even though it's the fi'l of the jawab, it's because the jawab al-shart is preceded by لن. And لن requires the jawab al-shart to be accompanied by fa. And if the jawab al-shart is accompanied by fa, then the mudari verb in the jawab does not become majzoom. Rather, in this case, yalbasahu is mansub. Yalbasa. The sign that's mansub is fatta. The reason why it's mansub is because len is the particle of nasb. It makes the mudari verb mansub. But in terms of i'rab, we say the jawab al-shart falan yalbasahu fil akhirah, jawab al-shart fi mahalli jazm. The whole jawab al-shart is in the place where it should be majzum. The seventh point, an yaqtarina bis-sini, yani that the jawab al-shart is accompanied by the particle seen, which limits the meaning of the mudari verb to the future. Limits it to the meaning of future tense. And the example they gave us, in tusafir fasa'usafiru, yani if you travel, then I will also travel. Here in is the adat al-shart, the instrument of condition. Tusafir is the fi'l of the shart. And as the fi'l of the shart, because it's a mudari verb, it became majzum. The jawab al-shart is sa'usafiru. Because it's preceded by the particle seen, it must be accompanied by fa, in which case the mudari verb in the jawab al-shart does not become majzum, because it's preceded by fa. So we say the whole jawab al-shart, yani fa usafiru, yani the jawab al-shart, the whole of it is fi mahalli jazm, yani in the place where it should be majzum. We see that sa'usafiru is marfu'un with dhamma. It doesn't become majzum, even though it's the fi'l of the jawab, and even though it's a mudari verb, because the jawab al-shart is preceded by fa, being required, because it has attached to it the particle seen. So the whole jawab al-shart is fi mahalli jazm. Number 8. And yaqtarina bisawfa, yani that the jawab al-shart is accompanied by sawfa, which also limits the meaning of the mudari verb to future tense. The example he gave us, in khiftum aylatan fasawfa yughniikum Allahu min fadlihi in sha'a. Yani Surah At-Tawbah, 9th Surah, 28th ayat. Yani if you fear ayla, yani if you fear poverty, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is telling the believers, if you fear poverty, fasawfa yughniikum Allah min fadlihi in sha'a, then soon Allah will, yani, enrich you. Allah will enrich you from His fadl, from His bounty, if He wills. So here the in is the adat al-shart. Khiftum is the fi'l al-shart. It's a madhi verb, so it's not affected. The jawab al-shart, sawfa yughniikum Allah. Sawfa yughniikum Allah is the jawab al-shart. And the fi'l of the jawab is yughni, yughniikum. It's not majzum. Even though it's the fi'l of the jawab, it's not majzum. Because what? Because it begins with sawfa, requiring the jawab al-shart to be accompanied by fa. And when the jawab al-shart is accompanied by fa, then the fi'l of the jawab does not become majzum. So here we say the jawab al-shart, sawfa yughniikum Allah min fadlihi in sha'a, is preceded by fa because of sawfa, and therefore the mudari verb yughniikum, yani, is not majzum. It doesn't become majzum, but we say the whole jawab al-shart, فَسَوْفَ يُغْنِيكُمُ اللَّهُ مِنْ فَضْلِهِ, the whole jawab al-shart is fi mahalli jazm. The whole jawab al-shart is fi mahalli jazm. Okay, now we go to the last situation or circumstance in which the jawab al-shart must be accompanied by fa. On the top of page 124, أن يصدر بكأنما, يعني if the jawab al-shart begins with, يعني at the start of it, it begins with كأنما, it is as though, then it must be accompanied by fa. The example they gave us, أنه من قتل نفسا بغير نفس أو فساد في الأرض, whoever kills a person for other than having killed another person, or for other than having made corruption in the earth, like a person who sells drugs, heroin and dope and things like this, corrupting the people, corrupting the earth. If somebody kills somebody for other than this reason, yani other than the reason that they committed murder or they spread corruption in the earth, فَكَأَنَّمَا قَتْلَ النَّاسَ جَمِيعًا, then it will be as though they have killed the whole of humanity, all people. It will be as though they have killed all people. Whoever kills somebody other than for committing murder, other than for spreading corruption in the earth, whoever kills somebody for other than those reasons, it is as though they have killed the people, all of them. Surah Al-Ma'idah, 5th Surah, 32nd Ayah. So again, the jawab al-shart is كَأَنَّمَا قَتَلَ النَّاسَ جَمِيعًا, because it's yani beginning with yani يُصَدَّر بِكَأَنَّمَا, therefore it has to be accompanied by fa. So we have fa كَأَنَّمَا قَتَلَ النَّاسَ, yani the jawab al-shart contains the verb قَتَلَ, it's a past tense verb so it's not affected. The fi'l of the shart is also قَتَلَ, yani man qatala, it's also a past tense verb, so it's not affected by the instrument of shart, yani man. Finally, yani rule that we have to pay careful attention to is that these instruments of shart, they make two mudari verbs. The mudari verb in the shart and the mudari verb in the jawab al-shart makes both of them majzoom, if they are mudari verbs. And the madi verb is mabniun, so it's not affected. But the mudari verb became majzoom. Two verbs became majzoom because of this type of shart. Yani men and ma and aina and mata and so on. And en. Right? So, that's the general rule. However, we said there are nine circumstances, yani that have been mentioned here in this lesson, which if these things occur in the jawab al-shart, is accompanied by fa. When the jawab al-shart is accompanied by fa, the effect of the adat al-shart, the instrument al-shart, making the mudari verb in the jawab majzoom is nullified. The effect of it making the mudari verb in the jawab, yani it still makes the mudari verb in the shart, it makes it majzoom, but it won't affect the mudari verb in the jawab if the jawab must be accompanied by fa because of one of these nine reasons. So the rule here is what? After number nine, it says لا يجزم جواب الشرطي. يعني the جواب الشرط, the فعل in the جواب الشرط is not going to become مجزوم إذا اقترن بالفاء, if the جواب الشرط is accompanied by فاء. ويكون الإعراب حينئذ للجملة. In that case, the إعراب يكون الإعراب حينئذ, in that situation or in that case, يعني if the جواب is accompanied by فاء, then the i'rab is not going to be for the fi'l of the jawab, but rather it's going to be lil jumlati, for the whole sentence, the whole jawab sentence. In that case, how do we explain the i'rab? Fayuqalu, so it will be said about it, yani the whole jawab, it will be said about it, innaha fi mahalli jazmin, yani that the whole jawab al-shart, the whole sentence is in the place, fi mahalli, in the place of jazmin, where it should be majzoom. Okay, so we have covered this in some detail. We mentioned it in the English key previously, and we reviewed it again today in some detail because the exercise is going to be dealing with this today. So we should be very familiar with this. I think that hopefully it is clear, yani all of it, or at least most of it. What we're talking about is we're talking about the conditional sentence. If this, then that. Whoever, then. Wherever, whatever, then such and such. There's a condition, and then there's a jawab. Yani, what's going to happen if that condition is fulfilled? Yani, in terms of grammar, what we are saying here is that there are instruments of shart, instruments that's used for a conditional statement, and those instruments, yani, affect the verb that's in the shart, in the conditional statement, as well as in the response to it, the jawab al-shart. It makes the mudari verb in the shart and in the jawab al-shart majzoom. Now we're saying some further details, unless the jawab al-shart is accompanied by fa because of these various reasons that we have discussed in detail previously and here now. And that's what we're going to be looking at in the exercises that follow. We're going to be looking at what? We're going to be looking at whether or not the verb in the shart became majzoom, the verb in the jawab al-shart became majzoom, and that's going to be dependent on, number one, if it is a mudari verb, it became majzoom, and number two, if the jawab al-shart is not accompanied by fa, it became majzoom. Alright, so we just listed all those situations and circumstances, and now we're going to look at the first exercise, exercise number one on page 124. It contains 20 conditional statements. 20 conditional statements. We're going to look at all of them carefully. We're going to look at the rules that we just got finished looking at. The mudari verb becoming majzoom because of the adat al-shart. Madi verb not being affected by it. the mudari verb in the jawab al-shart becoming majzum unless it's preceded by fa because of these different reasons. We're going to look at all of that as we go through these 20 sentences, and as well we're going to be translating them, right? Okay, so the instruction says on top of page 124 at the end of point number 9, أدخل الفاء على جواب الشرط في الجمل الآتية إذا كان ذلك واجبا واذكر السبب. أدخل الفاء على جواب الشرط في الجمل الآتية, يعني introduce, add or use فاء in the جواب of the شرط in the following sentences إذا كان ذلك واجبا, يعني if it is واجب, obligatory to accompany the جواب الشرط with فاء. يعني if it is obligatory because of these 9 situations that we've discussed, then أدخل الفاء, then utilize the فاء or place it upon the جواب الشرط in the following sentences. Put the فاء there if it's necessary, if it's واجب. If it's not, then don't put it there. وَذْكُرَ السَّبَبُ, and if you put it there, you have to mention why you put it there. And which one of these 9 circumstances or situations required you to put the فاء there. So if there's no need to put the فاء, leave the sentence just as it is. If there is a need to put the فاء, add the فاء and explain why. What was the reason, the سَبَب, for which you accompanied the جواب الشرط with فاء. Okay, sentence number 1, مَنْ جَدَّ وَجَدَ. Here, there's no reason to add فَاء. The جواب الشرط is وَجَدَ. It's not any of those 9 situations that we mentioned. مَنْ جَدَّ وَجَدَ, yani whoever works hard, exerts themselves, وَجَدَ, then they will find, they will reach, they will attain what they are working towards. مَنْ جَدَّ وَجَدَ. Number 2, ضَاعَ مِنِّي أَلْفُ رِيَالٍ فَمَنْ يَجِدْهُ وَيَأْتِنِي بِهِ. Here we're going to add فَا. فَلَهُ عُشْرُهُ, فَلَهُ عُشْرُهُ. ضَاعَ مِنِّي أَلْفُ رِيَالٍ, yani 1,000 riyals were lost by me. ضَاعَ مِنِّي, yani I lost 1,000 riyals. فَمَنْ يَجِدْهُ, so whoever finds it, وَيَأْتِنِي بِهِ, and brings it to me, لَهُ عُشْرُهُ فَلَهُ عُشْرُهُ, then he will, they will be for him 1/10 of it. I will give him 1/10 of that money that I lost. Okay, so as far as the conditional statement is, فَمَنْ يَجِدْهُ, so whoever finds it, وَيَأْتِنِي بِهِ, and brings it to me, فَلَهُ عُشْرُهُ, then he will have 1/10 of it. So the instrument of شرط is من. The فعل of the شرط is يجد. It's مجزوم, وعلامه جزمه السكون on the del. ويأتي is connected to يجد by واو العطف, so has the same ruling. يعني something that is connected by something by an instrument of عطف, then it has the same ruling. So يجد is مجزوم, so therefore يأتي also is مجزوم. The sign that is مجزوم is حذف حذف إلا. يعني originally that verb is يأتي, but the ya is deleted to indicate it being majzoom. فَمَنْ يَجِدْهُ وَيَأْتِنِي بِهِ, so whoever finds it and brings it to me, that's the condition, whoever finds it and brings it to me, فَلَهُ عُشْرُهُ, then he will have, or there will be for him, 1/10 of it. Here, the جواب الشرط is accompanied by فَا, must be accompanied by فَا. Why? Because the جواب الشرط is a جملة اسمية. لَهُ عُشْرُهُ, لَهُ عُشْرُهُ. Okay, just as a side note, لَهُ عُشْرُهُ, yani in terms of this جملة اسمية contains a مبتدا and خبر, so لَهُ is the خبر, yani it's a شبه جملة, جاء والمجرور, so it's the خبر مقدم, and عُشْرُهُ is the مبتدا, yani the جاء والمجرور, the شبه جملة will never be the مبتدا, so we know that it's the خبر مقدم, and عُشْرُهُ is the مبتدا, مؤخر, مرفوع with ضمة, عُشْرُ. And originally it's أُشْرُهُ لَهُ, لَهُ أُشْرُهُ, because it's indefinite and the خبر is a شبه جملة, the order is reversed. Number 3, مَهْمَا يَكُنْ سَبَبُ غِيَابِكَ فَقَدْ, we're going to add فَاهِ, فَقَدْ فَاتَكَ دَرْسٌ مُهِمٌ, Yani whatever is the reason, mahma yakun as-sabab, whatever is the reason of ghiyabika, sababu ghiyabika, whatever is the reason for you being absent, it doesn't matter, you're sick, you was hungry, you was overslept, whatever is the reason, faqad fataka darsun muhimmun, then indeed an important lesson has passed you by. Here the instrument of shart is mahma. The fi'l of the shart is yakun. Originally yakunu, it's majzum. The sign of being majzum is the sukun on the noon, and the hadf of the waw is because of iltiqa al-sakinain. Whatever might be the reason for your ghiab, qad, because the jawab al-shart is preceded by qad, it must be accompanied by fa. Faqad fataka darsun muhimmun. Yani the jawab al-shart, fata, is a past tense verb, so it's not affected. Faqad fataka darsun muhimmun. Yani the fa is here because of what? Because the jawab al-shart is accompanied by, is preceded by qad. Number four. In takun mashghulan al-ana sa'atika ghadan. If you are busy right now, I will come to you tomorrow. If you are busy right now, I will come to you tomorrow. In is the adat al-shart. Takun is the fi'l of the shart. It's majzoom. Sign of being majzoom is the sukoon on the noon. And the hadf of the waw is because of iltiqa sakinin. Takunu became takun. In takun mashgulan al-an, if you are busy right now, sa'atika ghadan, then I will come to you tomorrow. Here, atika is the fi'l of the jawab. It's not majzoom. It's not majzoom because why? Because it's accompanied, the jawab al-shart is accompanied by fa. Why is the fa accompanied jawab al-shart? Because the jawab al-shart begins with the particle seen, indicating the future meaning. Sa. Because it's preceded by seen, it must be accompanied by fa. And therefore the fi'l of the jawab did not become majzoom. Sa'atika. If it was majzoom, it would be sa'ati. Sa'atika. But here, it's not majzoom. And the reason why it's not majzoom is because it's accompanied by fa because of the scene. So here we say the whole jawab al-shart, sa'atika, sa'atika ghadan, is fi mahalli jazm. Number five. Intaha ad-darsu, faman arada an yakhruja, fal. Include the fa here, fal yakhruj. Yani intaha ad-dars, the dars has ended, faman arada, so whoever wants, an yakhruja, to go out, fal yakhruj, then he may leave or must leave. Here the adat al-shart is men, the fi'l of the shart is arada, it's a past tense verb, so it's not affected, and yakhruja is mansub because of n, and the jawab al-shart is li yakhruj. Li yakhruj is yani lam al-amra, it makes yakhruj majzoom. The lam al-amra is making it majzoom. It's not majzoom because it's the fi'l of the jawab. Okay, and the reason why it's not majzoom as the fi'l of the jawab is because the jawab al-shart is a fi'l talabi, it's an amra. Yani lam al-amra, it's a fi'l amra, therefore it requires fa. Why is the fa there? Because of fi'l amra, fi'l talabi, lam al-amra. And for that reason, since the fa is there, yakhruj, the fi'l of the jawab, didn't become majzoom because it's fi'l jawab. It became majzoom because of lam al-amr. But rather we say, in terms of i'rab of the shart, we say that the whole jawab al-shart is fi mahalli jazm. But the verb itself is majzoom because of lam al-amr. Number six. In ta'ti as-sa'ata al-ashirata tajidni fi al-bayti, insha'Allah. Yani if you come at 10 o'clock, you will find me in the house, if Allah wills. In ta'ati, that's the condition. If you come. Here, in is the adat al-shart, ta'ati is the fi'l al-shart, it's majzoom. It's originally, ata, ya'ati, ta'ati, with ya on the end, the ya is omitted, indicating it being, is the sign of it being majzoom. Harf, harf illa, the omission of the weak letter. So if you come at 10 o'clock, tajidni. This is the jawab al-shart. Tajidni fil bayti, insha'Allah. You will find me in the house. Here the jawab al-shart is not accompanied by fa because none of those situations that we said, It's not a fi'l talabi. It's not a jumla ismiyah. It's not a jamid verb. It's not preceded by qad or ma and nafiyah or len or seen or sawfa and so on. Therefore, the jawab ash-shart is not accompanied by fa. Number 7. Mahma taqul li. Here we're going to put fa. Fa len usaddiqaka. Whatever you say to me, no matter what you say to me, I will not believe you are telling the truth. Mahma is the adat al-shart, whatever. Taqul is the fi'l al-shart, it's majzoom as the fi'l al-shart. Yani it's originally taqulu became majzoom because of yani mahma. Sign of being majzoom is sukoon, and the waw is deleted because of iltiqa al-sakinain. Whatever you say to me, falan usaddiqaka. So because the jawab is shart, len usaddiqaka, because it's yani preceded by len, it must be accompanied by fa. And because it's accompanied by fa, it will not become majzoom, but rather we see usaddiqa, yani it's mansoob because of len. The sign of mansoob is fatha. So here the fa is accompanied by fa because of starting with the jawab is shart, starting with len. In this case, we say that the whole jawab al-shart, because it's preceded by fa, the whole jawab al-shart is fi mahalli jazm. Number 8. قَالَ الْمُرَاقِبُ لِلْمُدَرِّسِ مَنْ جَاءَ مُتَأَخِّرًا لَا تَسْمَحْ لَهُ بِالدُّخُولِ. And the muraqib, monitor, he says to the teacher, whoever comes late, don't allow him to enter. لَا تَسْمَحْ لَهُ بِالدُّخُولِ. Don't allow him to enter. فَلَا تَسْمَعْ should be with fa. فَلَا تَسْمَعْ لَهُ بِالدُّخُولِ. The muraqib said to the teacher, whoever comes late, man is the adat al-shart, ja is the fi'l al-shart, it's a madi verb, so it's not affected. The jawab al-shart is لَا تَسْمَعْ because it is a fi'l talabi, a nahiya, prohibition. فَلَا تَسْمَعْ, this is لَا and nahiya. لَا nahiya makes the mudari verb majzoom. La annahiya makes the mudari verb majzoom. It's not majzoom because of it being the fi'l of the jawab. Rather, it's majzoom because of la annahiya. Because the jawab al-shart begins with a fi'l talabi, annahiyi, so fa must accompany it. So we say, fala tasmah lahu bidduhul. And again, tasmah is majzoom, not because it's jawab al-shart, because of la annahiya. Number 9. إن أنجح بتقدير ممتاز فا add the فا here فهل أحصل على جائزة يعني if I pass the exam with a grade of ممتاز excellent فهل أحصل على جائزة shall I يعني obtain or acquire or receive a prize if I get ممتاز so إن is the أداة الشرط أنجح is the فعل الشرط is مجزوم sign of مجزوم is سكون the جواب الشرط is هل أحصل since the جواب الشرط is استفهام so this comes under فعل طلبي which must be accompanied by فا فهل أحصل على جائزة نعم so أحصل here we see that it's not مجزوم and that's because it's preceded by فا number 10 إن تكن مستعجلا فلست مستعجلا if you are in a hurry then I am nonetheless I am not in a hurry in is the adat al-shart takun is the fi'l al-shart is majzoom walam tu jazmihi sukoon the jawab al-shart is لست مستعجلا I am not in a hurry here because yani it begins with a fi'l jamid it must be accompanied by fa فلست مستعجلا Number 11. إن تراه صحيحا فما أراه صحيحا. يعني if you see it as being correct, nonetheless I do not. ما أراه فما أراه صحيحا. I do not see it as being correct. Here, يعني إن is the أداة الشرط. تراه is the فعل الشرط. It's مجزوم. The sign of being مجزوم is حذف حرف إلا. يعني originally its verb is ترى with ألف مكسورة. Which is deleted, indicating it being majzoom. The jawab al-shart is ma arahu sahihan, and because the jawab al-shart is preceded by ma, it must be accompanied by fa. The jawab, the fi'l of the jawab is a past tense verb, therefore, arahu, I'm sorry, it's a present tense verb, Naam, it's a present tense verb. Naam. Ara, nara, naam. But because it is preceded by fa, it didn't become majzum. Arahu, naam. Number 12. Ma ansa. La ansa ذلك المنظر. Ma ansa. Yani whatever I forgot. Whatever I might forget. Yani there are lots of things I might forget. Whatever I might forget. La ansa ذلك المنظر. I will not forget that sight. Yani whatever I might forget, this is not something that I will forget. Ma ansa. Ma is adat al-shart. Ansa is the fi'l al-shart. It's majzoom. Originally the verb is ansa with alif maksura. Sign of the majzoom is the omission of the weak letter. ما أنسى لا أنسى ذاك المنظر يعني the جواب الشرط is لا أنسى ذاك المنظر نعم so here because it, لا here is لا نافية it's not لا لا it's not لا ناهية نعم here, so the jawab al-shart is la ansa. I will not forget ذلك المنظر, that particular sight. Here, ansa, the first ansa is the fi'l al-shart, it's majzoom. Sign of being majzoom is the hadf of the omission of the weak letter, ansa. And the jawab, the fi'l al-jawab is also majzoom. Yani both verbs are majzoom because of the adat al-shart ma. Ma ansa, majzoom. La ansa, also majzoom. Not accompanied by fa because none of the things that require fa are present. Number 13, in yas'alka. In yas'alka. Ahadun anni. Qul, yani fa, should be with fa. Faqul lahu ana inda al-mudiri. If anyone, yas'aluka ahadun, anyone asks you anni about me, فَقُلْ then say لَهُ to him أَنَا عِنْدَ الْمُدِيرِ that I am with the مُدِيرِ so in is the adat al-shart yes alka is the fi'l al-shart is majzoom the sign of being majzoom is the sukoon on the lam yes al in yes alka أَحَدٌ anni فَقُلْ قُلْ لَهُ يعني the jawab al-shart is قُلْ لَهُ أَنَا عِنْدَ الْمُدِيرِ jawab al-shart is a fi'l talabi fi'l amr قُلْ Therefore, it's accompanied by fa. Okay, after this is turning to page 125, sentence number 14. We're still in exercise number 1. The 14th sentence, من يريد هذا الكتاب fa هو عند المدير. Whoever wants this book, then it is with the مدير, the principal. من يريد, يعني من is the adat al-shart, يريد is the fi'l al-shart, it's majzoom, originally it's يريدو, it's majzoom, the sign of being majzoom is the sukoon on the del, and the ya in يريد is omitted because of التقاء الساكنين. Whoever wants this book, fa, هو عند المدير, fa is obligatory here because the جواب al-shart, هو عند المدير, is a jumla ismiya. Number 15, إذا سألني المدير عنك, Fa, فَمَاذَا أَقُولُ لَهُ If the مُدِيَ, the principal, ask me, سَأَلَنِي, عَنْكَ, about you, then what shall I say to him? And إِذَا is the adat al-shart, سَأَلَنِي is the fi'l al-shart, عَنْكَ, فَمَاذَا أَقُولُ لَهُ is the jawab al-shart. مَاذَا أَقُولُ لَهُ is the jawab al-shart. It's accompanied by fa because what? It's a talabi, yani istifham. Number 16, يَدْرُسُ بِالْجَامِيَةِ الْإِسْلَامِيَةِ طُلَّابٌ مِنْ جَمِيعِ أَنْهَارِ الْعَالَمِ يعني يَدْرُسُ بِالْجَامِيَةِ الْإِسْلَامِيَةِ studying in the Islamic University are طُلَّابٌ students مِنْ جَمِيعِ أَنْهَارِ الْعَالَمِ جَمِيعِ أَنْهَاءِ الْعَالَمِ from all over the world. Here's the conditional statement. فَمَنْ دَرَّسَ فِيهَا فَكَأَنَّمَا دَرَّسَ فِي جَامِعَاتٍ كَثِيرَةٍ So whoever taught in it, in the Jamia Islamiyya, فَكَأَنَّمَا It is as though دَرَّسَ He has taught in many universities. Because he's teaching students from all over the world. It's as though he has taught in Africa and Asia and America and everywhere else. Now, so again, the adat al-shart is men. Darrasa is the fi'l al-shart. This past tense verb is not affected. Jawab al-shart is ka'annama darrasa, because it begins with ka'annama, fa is required. Fa ka'annama darrasa. Darrasa is the fi'l of the jawab. It's past tense verb, so it's not affected. Fa is here because what? Because the jawab al-shart begins with ka'annama. Number 17. Man yaqul hadha al-kalam. فَإِنَّهُ صَادِقٌ Or in some of the books, I think it said, فَإِنَّهُ جَاهِلٌ In any case, من is the ذات الشرط, يقول is the فعل of the شرط, it's مجزوم. Originally, it's يقول became مجزوم, sign of being مجزوم is the سكون on the lam, and the واو in يقول is omitted because of التقاء الساكنين. Whoever says this speech, فَإِنَّهُ صَادِقٌ Then he is truthful. Or فَإِنَّهُ جَاهِلٌ Or he is ignorant. Yani here, in any case, the jawab al-shart is innahu sadiqun or innahu jahilun. It must be accompanied by fa because the jawab al-shart is a jumla ismiya. Number 18, ma tazra tahsud. Yani whatever you plant, you will harvest. Ma tazra tahsud. Yani ma is adat al-shart. Tazra is the fi'l of the shart. It's majzoom. Wa lamatu jazmihi sukoon. تحصل الجواب الشرط and it's also مجزوم علامة جزمه سكون on the del يعني both verbs are مضارع verbs for the شرط and جواب الشرط both of them are مجزوم number 19 إن تزورني فسوف أزورك يعني the previous sentence doesn't have anything requiring فا so it's not there in this sentence إن تزورني فسوف أزورك If you visit me, then I will soon visit you. Yani in is the dat al-shart. Tazurni is the fi'l of the shart. It's majzoom. It's originally tazuru. Became majzoom because of in. Sign of majzoom is the sukoon on the ra. And the waw in tazur is deleted because of iltiqa al-sakinin. If you visit me, fasawfa azuruka. Yani the jawab al-shart is sawfa azuruka requiring it to be preceded by fa. And azuruka is the fi'l of the jawab. It's not majzoom because it's preceded by fa. And the last sentence, man yastaghfiri Allah yaghfir lahu. Whoever seeks forgiveness from Allah, Allah will forgive him. Man is the dat al-shart. Yastaghfir is the fi'l of the shart. It's majzoom. Yani originally it's yastaghfiru, but here it became yastaghfir, and the jawab al-shart is yaghfir lahu. Jawab al-shart doesn't have anything there requiring fa, so yani there's no fa, and it became majzoom as well. Yaghfiru became yaghfir. Sign of being majzoom is sukoon on the ra. Okay, this is the end of the first exercise. Quite lengthy exercise and quite detailed, and I hope inshallah that our careful examination of these 20 sentences is of benefit to us in terms of knowing how to use fa, when to use it, and being able to explain why we are using it, and also when the fi'l of the shart and the jawab of the shart, when they're going to be majzoom, and when the jawab of the shart is not going to be majzoom because it's being accompanied by fa. Exercise number 2, on page 125, ta'ammal al-mithal. Reflect, look at carefully and study the example. ثم كون جملا على غراره and then compose sentences on the same pattern مستعينا making use of or seeking help from بالعبارات الآتية the following expressions okay so I'm going to give you some expressions and I want you to make sentences just like in the example okay the example المثال من أراد أن يخرج فَلْيَخْرُجْ Whoever wants to go out, then go out. Man is the adat al-shart. Arada is the fi'l al-shart. It's past tense, not affected. And يَخْرُجَ يعني is mansub because of N. فَلْيَخْرُجْ is the jawab al-shart. The reason why it's accompanied by fa, even though they're not asking us to explain the reason why, but they're telling us to just make up sentences on the same pattern. But we just mention it just in passing. The reason why it is majzoom, even though it's accompanied by fa, is because of lam al-amra, is making the mudari verb yakhruj majzoom. Okay, so they gave us expressions. They want us to compose, look at the example and compose sentences on the same pattern. Okay, and these are going to be conditional statements. We're going to use the words that they gave us, put the two together to make a shart and a jawab a shart. Number one, من أراد أن يدخل الجنة فليعمل عملا صالحا. Whoever wants to enter the Jannah, fa with lam al amra, فليعمل, then he must do عملا صالحا, righteous deeds. فليعمل. Again, here the jawab al-shart, the fail is majzoon because of lam al-amra, not because it's a jawab, because it's preceded by fa. So we say the whole jawab al-shart is fi mahalli jazm, but the verb here itself is majzoon because of lam al-amra. Number two, man arada an ya'rifa al-akhbara, whoever wants to know the news, yaqra al-suhuf wa yasma al-idha'a. Whoever wants to know the news, فَلْيَقْرَ, then he must read. And we want to put it on the same pattern, right? With a fi'l amr. فَلْيَقْرَ السُّحُفَ وَلْيَسْمَعْ الْإِذَاعَ. Then he must read the newspapers and he must listen to the broadcasting station. Whoever wants to know the news, then he must read the newspapers and listen to the broadcasting station. Number three, من أراد أن يجلس في الصف الأول في المسجد. Whoever wants to sit in the first line, first rank in the masjid, فليذهب مبكرا, then he must go early. Number four, من أراد أن يسألني سؤالا. Whoever wants to ask me a question, فليسألني بعد انتهاء الدرس, then he must ask me after the ending or the completion of the lesson. فل يسألني. Number five, من أراد أن يذهب إلى المستشفى, whoever wants to go to the hospital, فليأخذ ورقة من المدير, then he must take a paper, يعني a note, a permission note from the principal. Number six, من أراد أن ينجح بتقدير ممتاز, whoever wants to pass the exam with a grade of ممتاز, فليجتهد ليلة نهارا, then he must strive and work hard, ليلة نهارا, night and day. ليلة نهارا is مبنيون على فت, both parts of it because of they are joined together as one expression. فليجتهد, whoever wants to pass with a grade of mumtaz, then he must work hard night and day. Number seven, من أراد أن يفهم الإسلام فهما جيدا, whoever wants to understand Islam with a good understanding, فليتعلم اللغة العربية, then he must learn the Arabic language. Number eight, من أراد أن يحترمه الناس فَلْيَحْتَرِمْهُمْ, يعني whoever wants the people to honor him, to respect him. مَنْ أَرَادَ أَنْ يَحْتَرِمَهُ النَّاسُ, he wants the people to يَحْتَرِمَهُ, to respect him, فَلْيَحْتَرِمْهُمْ, then he must show respect for them. Turning to page 126, the final exercise that we're going to look at today. Let's see how much time we have left. Okay, alhamdulillah, we're okay. There are 11 sentences remaining, and this is what we're going to close with today, and next week inshallah we'll complete this lesson. Exercise number 3 on the top of page 126, the instruction says, أَيِّنْ أَدَاتَ شَرْطِ وَشَرْطَ وَجَوَابَهُ فِي كُلِّ جُمْلَةٍ مِنْ مَا يَأْتِي. يعني, identify أَدَاتَ شَرْط, the instrument of شَرْط, وَشَرْط, and the شَرْط itself, the condition, وَجَوَابَهُ, and the جَوَابَ الشَّرْط, the عَدَاتَ الشَّرْط, the فِعْلَ الشَّرْط, and the فِعْلَ الجَوَابَ الشَّرْط, identify all of them, فِي كُلِّ جُمْلَةٍ, in each of the sentences, مِمَّا يَأْتِي, and what follows. ضَعَ خَطًا وَاحِدًا تَحْتَ عَدَاتَ الشَّرْط, put one line, خَطًا وَاحِدًا, under the عَدَاتَ الشَّرْط, the instrument of condition, وَخَطَّيْنِ تَحْتَ الشَّرْط, and two lines under the فِعْلَ of the شَرْط, وثلاثة خطوط تحت جواب الشرط, and three lines under the jawab al-shart. Okay, one line under the adat al-shart, two lines under the fi'l of the shart, and three lines under the jawab al-shart. وَإِذَا كَانَ جَوَابٌ مُقْتَرِنًا بِالْفَا فَذْكُرْ السَّبَبُ. And if the jawab is accompanied by fa, mention the reason why it must be accompanied by fa. So we have a lot of stuff here. We'll identify the shart. We'll identify the adat al-shart, the instrument of shart. We'll identify the fi'l of the shart, and we will identify the jawab al-shart in each of the sentences. And this will be the last exercise for today. Now, number one. قال تعالى, Allah the Most High says, وَمَنْ يَتَّقِ اللَّهَ يَجْعَلْ لَهُ مَخْرَجًا. Surah Talaq, 65th Surah, 2nd Ayat. And whoever observes taqwa of Allah, يَجْعَلْ لَهُ مَخْرَجًا. Allah will make for him a way out from whatever situation or circumstance he is in. Man is the adat al-shart. يَتَّقِي is the fi'l of the shart. مَجْزُوم. And يَجْعَلْ is jawab al-shart. Also, مَجْزُوم. Number two. قال تعالى, Allah the Most High says, إِيَّكُنْ مِنْكُمْ إِشْرُونَ صَابِرُونَ يَغْلِبُوا مِئَتَيْنِ. يعني, إِيَّكُنْ مِنْكُمْ, if there will be from amongst you 20 who are patient, and on the battlefield, يَغْلِبُوا مِيَتَيْنِ, they will be able to overcome 200 of the enemies. Surah Al-Anfal, 8th Surah, 65th Ayat. In is the adat al-shart, the instrument of condition. يَكُن is the fi'l of the shart, it's majzoom. Sign of being majzoom is sukoon, and the waw is deleted because of iltiqa sakinain. يَغْلِبُوا مِيَتَيْنِ is the jawab al-shart, and it's also majzoom as the jawab al-shart, no fa here. No fa in the previous sentence as well. Number three, قال تعالى فمن تطوع خيرا فهو خير له. Surah Baqarah, 2nd Surah, 184th Ayat. Whoever تطوع does something voluntarily of خيرا, good, فهو خير له, then it is good for him. يعني من is the adat al-shart, تطوع is the jawab al-shart. And jawab al-shart is فَهُوَ خَيْرٌ لَهُ. يعني فَا is accompanied here because it's the jawab al-shart is a jumla ismiya. And by the way, the fi'l al-shart تَطَوَّعَ is a past tense verb, so it's not affected by the by jazm. Number four. قال عليه الصلاة والسلام, the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم said, من أدرك ركعة من الصلاة فقد أدرك الصلاة. And whoever reaches one rak'ah of the salat, then he has reached the salat. He is getting credit for the, yani that he caught the salat, for example, in jama'ah, or he caught it, or he performed it in its time. Whoever reaches one rak'ah of the salat, then he's getting credit for having performed that salat in its time. Here, men is the adat al-shart, adraka is the fi'l al-shart, is a past tense verb, it's not affected. The jawab al-shart is faqad adraka al-salat, indeed he has reached the salat. Jawab al-shart, yani the fi'l jawab is adraka, is past tense, is not affected. But the fa is here because the jawab al-shart is preceded by qad, muqtarin bi qad. Number five. قال عليه الصلاة والسلام من حمل علينا الصلاح فليس منا. Whoever carries weapons against us, فليس منا, then he is not one of us. من is adat al-shart. حمل is the fi'l al-shart, is past tense, so it's not affected. فليس منا is the jawab al-shart. It's accompanied by fa because the jawab al-shart begins with ليس, and ليس is a fi'l jamid. Number six. قال عليه الصلاة والسلام من قتل دون ماله فهو شهيد. Whoever is killed due to his wealth, يعني he's killed for his wealth, somebody taking his wealth, من قتل دون ماله فهو شهيد, then he dies as a shaheed. And here we should note, not the shaheed that's on the battlefield, but يعني with a high status of shaheed, if he died, يعني being killed for someone trying to take his wealth from him. Here, man is the adat al-shart, qutila is the fi'l of the shart, is past tense, so it's not affected. Fahuwa shaheed is the jawab al-shart, it's accompanied by fa because it's a jumla ismiya. Number seven, qala alayhi salatu wassalam, man ata'ani faqad ata'a Allah, wa man asa'ani faqad asa Allah, wa man yuti'il amira faqad ata'ani, wa man ya'asi الأميرة فقد أصاني. Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, whoever obeys me, then he has obeyed Allah. And whoever disobeys me, من أصاني, whoever disobeys me, then he has disobeyed Allah. وَمَنْ يُطِعِ الْأَمِيرِ فَقَدْ أَطَاعَنِي, and whoever obeys the Amir of the Muslims, then he has obeyed me, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. وَمَنْ يَعَصِي الْأَمِيرِ, and whoever disobeys the Amir, فَقَدْ أَطَاعَنِي, then he has disobeyed me, meaning the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Man is the adat al-sharf, and ata'a is the fi'l al-sharf, and it's a past tense verb, not affected. فَقَدْ أَطَاعَ اللَّهِ is the jawab al-shart, yani because the jawab al-shart is preceded by قَدْ, it must be accompanied by fa. أَطَاعَ is the fi'l al-jawab, is past tense, not affected. Same thing in the next part of the hadith, مَنْ is the adat al-shart, أَصَانِي is the fi'l al-shart, past tense, not affected. فَقَدْ أَصَى, فَقَدْ أَصَى اللَّهِ, yani the jawab al-shart, فَقَدْ أَصَى اللَّهِ is accompanied, is preceded by qad, therefore it must be accompanied by fa. The fi'l of the jawab al-shart is past tense, so it's not affected. And then the last part of the hadith, man is the adat al-shart, yuti'u is the fi'l al-shart, is majzoom. Yani yuti'u became majzoom yuti'u. Faqad ata'ani, yani the jawab al-shart is preceded by qad, therefore it must be accompanied by fa. Ata'a is the jawab, fi'l jawab, its past tense not affected. And again, man is the adat al-shart. Ya'asi is the fi'l jawab, fi'l of the shart, it's majzoom. It's majzoom, and the jawab al-shart, faqad asani, yani the jawab is preceded by qad, therefore must be accompanied by fa. It's a past tense verb, asa, therefore it's not affected. Number 8. قال عليه الصلاة والسلام من أكل من هذه الشجرة فلا يقرب فلا يقربنا فلا يقربنا, and whoever eats from this tree then don't come near to us. Any man is the adat الشرط, أكل is the فعل الشرط, is past tense, not affected. The جواب الشرط فلا يقربنا, فلا يقربنا يعني is the جواب الشرط, يعني because it is it's a fi'l talabi, yani a prohibition, a nahi, therefore it's accompanied by fa for that reason. Yaqrab is majzoom, not because it's the fi'l of the jawab, but because of la and nahiya. La nahiya makes the mudari verb majzoom, but it's accompanied by fa because of it's a fi'l talabi, yani a nahi, a prohibition, la nahiya. Number 9, قال عليه الصلاة والسلام من كان يؤمن بالله واليوم الآخر فليقل خيرا أو ليصمت, يعني whoever believes in Allah in the last day, then he must say خير, that which is good, or he must remain silent. أو ليصمت, من is the adat الشرط, كان is the فعل الشرط, is past tense, so it's not affected. فليقل is the جواب الشرط, it's a fi'l talabi, yani lam al-amra, fi'l amra, therefore, and it's accompanied by fa, and the jawab, the fi'l of the jawab, yaqul, is majzoom because of lam al-amra, not because it's the fi'l of the jawab. Fal yaqul khayran aw liyasmut, and the same thing with liyasmut, and it's part of the jawab, but it's majzoom because of lam al-amra, majzoom because of lam al-amra, preceded by fa because of فعل طلبي, يعني a command. Number 10, قال عليه الصلاة والسلام من رأى منكم منكرا فليغيره بيده فإن لم يستطيع فبلسانه فإن لم يستطيع فبقلبه وذلك أضعف الإيمان. يعني whoever sees منكر, من رأى منكم منكرا, whoever from amongst you sees something that is evil, يعني whether it's a sin being committed or a command being omitted, yani being left out, not being fulfilled. Whoever sees a munkar, فَلْيُغَيِّرْهُ بِيَدْهِ, then he must change it with his hands. فَإِنْ لَمْ يَسْتَطِعْ فَبِلِسَانِهِ, if he's not able, then he must change it with his tongue by speaking out against it. فَإِنْ لَمْ يَسْتَطِعْ فَبِقَلْبِهِ, and if he's not able to even speak out against it, then he must change it with his heart. That means he must hate it in his heart. وَذَلِكَ أَضَعَفُ الْإِيمَانِ, and that is the weakest of faith, yani the weakest aspect of faith. After that, person doesn't have any man. If they don't stop it with their hands, and they don't speak out against it, and they don't at least hate it in their heart, then there's no Iman, men is the adat al-shart, ra'a is the fi'l al-shart, it's a past tense verb, it's not affected. Jawab al-shart, fal yughayyiruhu biyadihi. Fal yughayyiruhu biyadihi. Yani here, the jawab al-shart is accompanied by fa because of fi'l talabi, lam al-amra. Lam al-amra is making the fal yughayyir, yani making it majzoom. Fal yughayyir. مجزوم يعني علامة جزمه سكون فليغيره بيده فإن لم تستطيع and if he is not able فل بلسانه means فليغيره بلسانه فإن لم يستطيع and if he is not able فبقلبه means فليغيره بقلبه. So in each of these cases the fa is there because of the طلب يعني the command in the fi'l amr فليغير فليغيره بيده فليغير بلسانه فليغيره بقلبه. Number 11 قال المتنبي the poet فمن يقو ذا فم مر مريض يجد مرا به الماء الزلالة. يعني whoever يكون ذا فم whoever has a mouth that is مر bitter مريض sickly يجد مرا به الماء الزلالة and he will find water that is fresh and pure, he will find it مرا bitter with this mouth. يجد مرا به, he will find it bitter by the mouth that is يعني فم مر مريض. Whoever has a mouth that is bitter and sickly, then يجد, he will find مرا bitter به with that mouth الماء الزلالة, even water that is pure and fresh will be bitter to him because the sickness in his mouth. Okay, again, the adat al-shart is men. Yaqu is the fi'l. Al-shart is majzoom. Originally is yakunu. And here we see that what? When yakunu became majzoom, yani it became yakun with sukun on the noon, but it's permissible, we said. Yani, and we'll see that in the next session, inshallah, the verb yakun, takun, akun, and nakun, the permissibility of deleting the noon. The noon is deleted here, and we're going to talk about that in detail next week. So that's the fi'l of the shart is yaku, yani, faman yaku, the famin mur, the jawab al-shart yajid murran bihi al-ma'a zulala. So yajid is the fi'l of the jawab, and it's majzoom. And there's no fa here because there's nothing requiring. Okay, so this is the end of what we wanted to cover for today. Are we ending on page 126, sentence number 11 from exercise number 3. And in the following session, bi-idhnillahi ta'ala, next week's session, we will be going to what comes after this on page 127, the explanation of this final point in this line of poetry, the yaqu. Yani how it was originally yakunu, when it became majzoom, it became yakun, and that form of the verb yakun, takun, akun, and nakun is permissible to omit the noon, and there are some exceptions to that. We'll talk about that next week, bi-idhnillahi ta'ala. What is important here is that in the following session, inshallah, we should be able to complete what remains from this lesson and go to the next lesson, 16, the following week, which will be next to the last lesson of level 3. Okay, so next week, inshallah, and you can prepare even before you receive the homework assignment to complete the remaining exercises on page 127, 128, 129, 130, and 131. So this is going to be dealing with the verb yakunu, when the noon can be deleted, kam al-khabariya, as opposed to kam al-istifhamiya. Also, we're going to be dealing with the word hatta and how its two meanings and how it affects the mudari verb and the ism fi'l, yani ha'a or ha'i, which means khudh, and the three patterns of the tasghir, and then some general exercises with verbs and nouns. Subhanak Allahumma wa bihamdika, ashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, astaghfiruka. وأتوب إليك. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for myself and for each of you that He grant us success in doing whatever we do sincerely for His sake alone, and that He recognize, reward, and record our good deeds, and that he can pardon, forgive, and overlook our errors and mistakes and sins, and that he keep us firm upon as-sirat al-mustaqim until we return to him in a condition of being pleasing to him and pleased with him.